This is Dr. Olivero dictating on a patient by the name of Diana Rodriguez. The last name is R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. First name, D-I-A-N-A. Diana. This is the clinical case of a 58-year Hispanic female that has a very long-standing history of diabetes mellitus that... has been very aggressive. The patient is obese with a BMI above 37. Has a history of retinopathy. However, the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is pretty close to normal. How the albumin creatinine ratio was elevated, and for that reason, the patient was placed in Jardiance. The patient used to have a serum creatinine that was 0.98, and lately she has developed a urinary tract infection with E. coli that has been approached with different antibiotics on July the 23rd of 2024, the patient had a BUN of 26, creatinine 1.2, estimated GFR of 52. And this is while the patient was having the problem with the urinary tract infection. Taking into consideration that the patient is going to have a bariatric surgery, it's in her best interest to stop the use of the SGLT2 inhibitor and switch her to non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor, Kerendia, 10 milligrams on daily basis, and put her back on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams on daily basis with the idea of wasting potassium in the urine and being able to start the administration of the Kerendia at 10 milligrams, period. The decision was left for the primary care, Ms. Esmeralda, E-S-M-E-R-A-L-D-A, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z like in Zulu, A-L-E-Z like in Zulu, A-P-R-N, that is going to evaluate the patient on the 6th of August of 2024. Number two, the patient is a diabetic, as mentioned before. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.3. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today in the office 160 over 72. However, the patient claims that at home the systolic is between 120 and 130. Period. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is taking pravastatin. The cholesterol is 161. The HDL 42, LDL 79. The triglycerides is slightly elevated at 180. Following number, the patient has amputation in the left lower extremity, and she has edema and trophic changes in the skin in the right leg. following number, hemoglobin is 11.2. I spent 14 minutes reviewing the lab and the different cultures. In the face-to-face, we spent 18 minutes. A letter was written for Mrs. Gonzalez to be delivered by the patient, and in the documentation, 7 minutes. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.